And then you've got jokes like Michael Johnson who say, well, you know, you're saying that God is a deceiver. You're saying that God is deceiving. You're saying that God is lying. See, the problem with Michael Johnson on this issue is the same problem that Michael Johnson has on every issue, which is the word of God is not with him. Every time the man opens his mouth and tries to prove us wrong on something, we're like, did you notice this verse? Did you check that verse? Did you look at this verse? Maybe you should start reading the Bible. Maybe you ought to shut up. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are saying that God is deceptive. God is deceptive when he created a mature universe. God is deceptive when he created a mature Adam, because Adam was only a day old, but he looks like a 30-year-old man. The earth was only, you know, the stars were only a day old, but the light comes from 4.37 light years away and 13.8 billion light years away. God is deceptive, and he tries to act like we're preaching something wrong for saying that God is deceptive. Maybe you haven't read, but in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verse 11, Michael Johnson, I'm sure you haven't read this, but the Bible actually says this, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know what delusion means? It means believing in something that is clearly false, regardless of the evidence to the contrary. The Bible says that God will send a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. So number one, God is not being deceptive by creating a mature earth, because God doesn't owe you an explanation. Amen. But number two, if you want to say that God's being deceptive, you ever heard of the reprobate doctrine? Yeah. You ever heard of the great falling away? You ever heard of the time that God says that he will bring a strong delusion that they should believe a lie? And let me tell you something, evolution is a lie. Amen. It's being used by this world to damn people to hell, to make people doubt a creator and doubt the creator God. While teaching people that there's a mature earth and a mature universe, that's, you know, that's going to, we have to prove that that light got here, you know, all the stars are 6,000 years away? Because look, I believe the Bible, whether the earth's about 6,000, 7,000 years old, if you look at the lineages in scripture. But you can't just take away what God said. God said he created the light, and then he created the source. God said he created a man, and he was mature. The earth was mature. The stars were mature. The animals were mature. The plant life was mature. This is what the Bible says. Or we're trying to trick people. No, you know what? They need faith to believe that garbage, and we need faith to believe this. Amen. To believe the word of God. And if they want to be deceived, let them be deceived.